You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Oh, by the way, Kim Kardashian has announced that selfies are over. They're yesterday's news. And so no more selfies.
I mean, you don't have to see her anymore?
It means it's just not cool and it's peaked. And if when they speak, we should listen because they are the cultural icons and heroes of a generation.
She's just still mad that her book didn't sell.
She's a moron. And her Saturday Night Live had an incredible bit on them last week about the various shows coming to the E! Network featuring the Kardashian bunch. And one of them, Khloe or Kimmy or Cooney or whatever their name is, one of them is about the entire premise of this show is about how she gets lost in her own house because she's that stupid. But anyway, today should be great. We have tickets for the Foo Fighters for you when I play one of the new songs off of their album, which is really good. You can call up Ninth Call, wins tickets to see Mr. Grohl and the boys as they roll into town October 24th. And we'll do that today and tomorrow and let you win some of them tickets. All right, today Shea Flynn will be here. We'll look at the various issues facing the city and the country and just the ongoing comedy of errors that are the politics of America and how they affect us or how they don't. It really is hard to tell anymore. The major headline, though, is this disaster. And boy, has that word been used a lot. A horrific, horrendous, tragic to see what's happening in California, the north part of the state. And now in the middle part of the state, there are wildfires everywhere. In what's being called perhaps the most devastating event in the history of that state. They haven't had the big earthquake yet, but they'd probably prefer that to this. If you've seen any of the pictures, if you recall the movie and the book The Road by Cormac McCarthy, the film with Viggo Mortensen that shows, the scorched planet. Earth has been burned up, and there are very few survivors. But the landscape is just, it's all just charred and burned. And that's how the parts of this state look around Napa Valley and Sonoma, and it's just unbelievable. And the problem is that you usually hear by this time that they have ways to contain it, but they don't, and they can't stop it because the winds are blowing and it's extremely dry. And so these fires can just appear and consume your home in a matter of seconds. One stat that'll blow your mind is that every 3 seconds, the area the size of a football field is being consumed by fire. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Gone. And this is happening consistently. The number of acres burned yesterday, it was, I can't recall, but it is, I'm sure, way beyond that now. People are dying. The number of buildings is over 2,000, just consumed by fire. People have lost everything because this just comes up, sometime at night late, and they have no warning, and they feel the heat, and they get out, and they got nothing to take with them, no clothing, no documents, no medications, no anything. The fires are fueled by dry grasses and brush, heat, and low humidity. They've ruined entire neighborhoods. Seemingly, it says here, coming out of nowhere and causing people to run for their lives in the middle of the night. Can you just imagine? So the past 2 or 3 months, this has been back-to-back horrible, horrible events for the people of this country. In Texas, in Florida, in Puerto Rico, Mexico, they're kind of part of the continent, but they're not part of the country
right
yet. And so 8,000 acres destroyed so far, and they don't know what to do. They've got extra firefighters and first responders, but this is moving so fast, and one little spark can begin the next fire and the next series of fires. But my gosh, just to see this looks like the apocalypse. It has burned everything up, and some trees remain standing, but not much else. It's heartbreaking to see this. So these environmental issues continue to be a great cause of concern if you're paying attention, or you find them to be just, that's the way it is. Wait till it affects you, and we'll see how your attitude is. But these vigils and concerts and the benefits to help people, how many more can they do? FEMA, I'm sure, and everybody that's trying to help has been stretched just incredibly thin. There's all these charitable groups, the Red Cross and Salvation Army, and so they're trying to keep up. In Puerto Rico, after, 3 weeks, they still, the majority of that place has got no power. Their water is, though there's not much of it, people are dying in nursing homes. And they've got some help there, but the devastation was so remarkable and so widespread, they just can't get anything done much. This is one of those things that is already it's out of the news cycle, and that's wrong. I have to guess, in that you're being optimistic, that our country is doing all we can to help these people because they are Americans, and some people don't seem to understand that. So that's a rough one down there still. They've got all these news crews. I don't know how these guys are getting by down there, but those that live there are just in absolute misery. Now the fires, and there's this new storm, Ophelia, could be a record breaker. It's becoming better organized way out in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Will be a hurricane sometime Thursday, reports the AP. The 10th consecutive storm to reach hurricane strength would break a record more than a century old, says the Miami Herald. And they should know because they're in Miami. It's located, it is way, way out. But the ongoing environmental disasters that are occurring on this planet are not happening just by accident, just cause. But we'll not get into that discussion because if you haven't paid attention to this yet, you won't start now. It already has some pretty high winds, is moving toward, no one knows where yet. They've drawn no maps and no potential, routes for where this thing could go. But keep your eyes on that one. So that's going on. Today, the Prez... Old Donnie John's going to go to Pennsylvania to lay out his ambitious plan, which really has not been defined in great detail to a crowd in Harrisburg. Surely it'll be the biggest crowd ever gathered at any event in the world.
It'll be huge.
There'll be millions there.
Never and such a crowd ever.
Not a crowd for anything. The Olympic Games, Super Bowls, is the biggest crowd ever today for Donald Trump in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And I'm sure he'll point that out, and that'll be sweet. So that's going on. The other stuff that has become semi-entertainment, I guess. It's all in how you approach it, I suppose. You can be a fatalist about it and just go, my God, we're screwed. Or you can laugh at it and assume that the good things will prevail and that people will step up and stop some of the idiocy that's going on with politics in this country. You know, there was a time not too far back when Bob Corker was on the big buddy list of our Supreme Leader, and now that's not going well. And as some op-ed piece in some newspaper pointed out, the president acts, and it's not any kind of a new thought. It's just this name-calling and this bullying stuff is just ridiculous from a grown man of 71 years old who's supposed to be the president of this. Well, he is the president, but is supposed to act like one. He is nicknamed Bob Corker, a Tennessee Republican, I'm sure many of you voted for. He's called him, his new name is Liddle, spelled L-I-D-D-L-E, Bob Corker. I'm not sure if Trump couldn't spell it or did it on purpose. And so the finger pointing and the remarkably immature, stupid back and forth of that mess continues. Corker is going to be there for the next, 18 months, something like that. So how will they finally reconcile this? Because Mr. Corker is, well, he has a job to do with the Foreign Relations Committee. He is the leader of that. And we need somebody in charge there. Jimmy Carter, for goodness sake, has offered to go back to North Korea and chat with Kim Jong-un. I guess he's been there before and helped to head off any kind of conflict because diplomacy and sanctions aren't working. But old Jimmy, bless his heart, is offering to go back there and hang out and talk to this dude. I would be surprised if Kim Jong-un knows who Jimmy Carter is. This guy, he has no clue. So there are various and sundry commentaries and stories about what's going on. The Wall Street Journal, which is a very conservative newspaper, it is owned by News Corp, which is run by Mr. Murdoch. Old Rupert that owns Fox News and owns many things that have a conservative leaning in the media. The WSJ is one of them. The op-ed page of that newspaper yesterday said that they believe that Bob Corker speaks the truth about Donald Trump's lack of discipline, short fuse, narcissism, and habit of treating even foreign heads of state as if they are Rosie O'Donnell. That's a low blow, and that came from the Wall Street Journal. So they think that he needs to get a grip, as everybody else does too. He was tweeting, I don't know, just some more nonsense about somebody. I can't keep up, and nobody else can either. But all of the people in the GOP that are trying to get something accomplished and do things in spite of how this is going on Capitol Hill are keeping their mouths shut because the midterm elections are all coming up. They aren't sure at this point whether to align themselves with the president or to run for their lives. And that's going to cause some problems come next year when all these things are coming up for governor and senator, and it's going to be a mess. Speaking of that, I don't understand the attitude of, well, yeah, I do, because these politicians continually play the same games, say the same things, and read from the same playbook that they have in many cases for a number of years. They just sort of up the ante and up this mean-spirited, hateful thing, which they believe will get them elected. Marsha Blackburn, who's been around here for a long time, not in this part of the state, but she's running for the Senate, and she got, I assume she accomplished her mission by getting some national news yesterday. The people at Twitter, believe it or not, blocked a video ad in which Blackburn declares, "I fought Planned Parenthood, and we stopped the sale of baby body parts. Thank God," end quote. Lady, you're just one more of these lunatics, these right-wing extremist nut jobs, which she is proud of, and says, "Call me any name you want to. I love being called a wing nut." Don't worry, hon. You'll be hearing it a lot.
Not about a liar, because the second part of that is a complete lie.
The entire thing was a lie, and I'm getting to that. This is urgent, she wrote in a fundraising email to supporters. "I'm being censored for telling the truth."
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're a lying mother effing politician that will do anything to get elected. And these people are so accustomed to telling lies, they don't know how to tell the truth. The lies are so much easier, and they poke at people, and it's the same base that exists in this country, especially in the South. And a number of folks don't take the time to investigate to see if, in fact, any of this has merit, and this one does not. Twitter won't allow the video to be used as part of a paid ad, but Blackburn can still keep it on her Twitter campaign page. The line in question is in reference to a 2015 controversy involving Planned Parenthood, which it seems half the free world does not understand yet. An anti-abortion group accused them of, quote, selling baby parts based upon undercover recordings. Blackburn wasted money and time on a House panel to investigate the incident, which was called at the time a waste of time and taxpayer money per the AP. That's a news source. It was never shown that Planned Parenthood sold fetal tissue for profit, which would be illegal, and the group faced no charges. Blackburn's panel said that the government should stop funding the group, even though this thing was a completely made-up, nonsensical, no truth to it, bunch of garbage. But she keeps using it 2 years for her own, self-gain. She says, I know that the left calls me a wingnut or a knuckle-dragging conservative. I think that's being nice about it, Miss Blackburn. She says in the video, and you know what? I say that's all right. Bring it on. Not a problem, dear. Not a problem at all. She's one more of these clowns who are part of the problem that make things up to rile people up, get their attention, start some, you know, talk around the office, and she's gonna play the same game the entire way through this. So 2018, there are times that I wonder if we can even stand to get to that. I mean, oh my God. So that's one of the things that you just kind of shake your head at. Here's the other one, and I'm not surprised. I love living where I do in South Haven. It's a nice town. It's just more of South Memphis now. They have different laws and stuff because, see, it's a whole different kind of a state. There's a thing called the state line, and you cross that, and you're in it. And so the laws can be different. This caveman mentality of people in various parts of the South and the country in general just make you do shake your head. You just can't believe that you're really, really seeing it. Same-sex marriage advocates are going to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to strike down a controversial religious freedom bill that took effect in Mississippi on Tuesday. The bill allows businesses to refuse service to the LGBT community by citing their own religious beliefs. Now, here we go again with intermingling what you believe that the Bible tells you and what it means to be a Christian, which the way I always got it was that you love and support and you forgive and forget and accept all as Christ himself did and on and on and on. No, well, but all that's a bunch of old news. So they make up the laws and rules based upon their interpretation of what the good book says. What it says down there to these dumb caveman acting rednecks is unbelievable. These numbers did surprise me. Well, first of all, this debate is not over just hours after the law went into effect with the blessing of this cretin, Phil Bryant, who is the governor, who is such a waste of flesh and has done nothing in his time as governor except refer to the Bible and just hang out and being what he is, a non-productive piece who promotes this antiquated nonsense. Mississippi, believe it or not, is a home to 60,000 LGBT adults. I don't recall seeing that many down there. I haven't toured the state looking for the gays. That may be part of my, you know, plan for the fall. 11,400 transgender youth and adults live there. And that is also, it's also home to 3,500 same-sex couples. That would be your homosexual bunch. And three in 10 of those couples are raising children, the highest rate in the nation. So here we go again with this tug of war over what you believe and what you don't believe. And your beliefs and politics have nothing to do with the other. They shouldn't, but nobody down there has gotten the memo. It's sort of embarrassing. And I'm really not sure what it means that you can refuse any kind of service to somebody who walks into your business if you want to because they're LGBT or Q. What does that mean? If somebody looks like they might be a homo, do you say, sorry, I mean,
or if you know it, I guess, or that they are.
How can you know it if somebody walks into McDonald's and they're overtly gay and it's two guys and they're holding hands, and if you feel threatened by the fact that these two people love each other, and you don't want their money, so y'all get your asses out of here. We don't want your money for the Big Mac or whatever the case may be. That's just one example I'm using, but this is so stupid, and so this mentality of, I don't know, of really dumb, narrow-minded people who haven't evolved yet from the caveman era.
And it's very cherry-picking of bits and pieces of the Holy Bible for this House bill. It pertains specifically to religious beliefs or moral convictions for persons or organizations to provide that a person may assert that a violation of this act is a claim against the government. And I'm sorry, it's so convoluted in the way it's written, but the gist of it is it's declaring what marriage is and that people who are holding a sincere religious belief that people are violating this idea of what marriage is and should
based
be.
Upon whose opinion?
Based upon
Phil Bryant's
the legislature of the state of Mississippi, apparently.
It's really,
but it's sad. All just about marriage, which I guess is cherry picking that one part of the Bible or one or two. But there's other parts that say don't put tattoos on you.
If don't eat shellfish.
Yes, if you're
don't work on Sunday. We've been down this road right. for so long that it's you feel like you're just speaking into the wind and nobody's paying attention.
I can't get away from the idea that they're just using the Bible and their supposed Christianity as an excuse to hate and refuse service to people who do things that they think might be disgusting.
Which is the most...
It's ridiculous.
There's so much hypocrisy in that. These people that claim to be Christians know so little, obviously, about Christianity and about what is taught and what Jesus tried to spread. It's not funny, but it almost is. It's so because they're so stupid and so ignorant and so ill-informed.
And for the people that are just halfway listening, let's make sure we're talking about these specific people of the Christian religion or anyone who are particularly anti-gay and or pro refusing service to gays.
Sure.
Not every Christian.
Of course not. It's the hour a week Christians who are raised as dumb rednecks and they grow up to be dumb rednecks. And there are some people who are devoted Christian people who understand it and who embrace and love everybody and help all those that they can. And that was the point, I believe, and the major tenet of every religion on earth is love and compassion and forgiveness and support and all that stuff, except for the ones that want to interpret it their way and do it their way, which means that if you are preferably white and heterosexual, you're cool. Everybody else, we're watching you. And now we have this ridiculous waste of time in the Supreme Court that has to deal with this. And every time this comes up, the Supreme Court, this has happened before in some spots, and it either it makes the state look stupid, it wastes time in governments and courtrooms, and then this governor who is such a moron is all in favor of it, and he doesn't want anybody to be offended. It still doesn't make any sense in great detail that you can deny service. And they always use that one example about these guys who wanted to get to buy a wedding cake in a bakery, and they were denied because they were just too darn gay. Okay. Tonight, everybody, no, what's today, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Watch, this is the never-ending frustration about this. And then, you know, you have these TV shows on, like, you know, Will and Grace that are so overtly gay on purpose just to piss people off. You got two sides here, this ongoing tug of war about who people can and cannot love and choose to be with. And you want to tell me that that is the foundation of being a Christian? You're a joke, and you're a complete hypocrite. And good luck with all that. So we got Baby Body Parts and Marsha Blackburn's Lion Ass. And we got, Phil Bryant and this bunch living in 2017, trying to advance our lives and be smarter and do things. But I guess it's just the Bible Belt. Is that just the, you know, toss-away line? Oh, it's just how it is around here. Well, it's not that way everywhere. And it makes this place look like a bunch of bumpkins. And that's okay. So we'll see how the courts will play this out. It'll end up in the Supreme Court, and it may or may not go away. I have no idea, but it does get kind of tiresome that this is all you ever hear out of Mississippi is how stupid these people are, and it's sad because not everybody is. That is a really, really nice state in many ways, and they just have some the idiots are in the government, which seems to be the norm now in most every place in America. Yeah. So let's just leave all the morons in government, and we'll be okay. There are other things about the Army and their new attempt to recruit people, which we'll get to. This is a little bit of a head shaker too. And there's some other stuff. Your chance to see the real Titanic. This is a pretty interesting thing if you have a ton of money. But this story, to go see it before it is eaten away by all the salt water and stuff, I guess, over the next 20 years. And there are some other things that we'll run down. We'll chat to Shay, give away some tickets, and look at the sports news. The Cubs and Mets were rained out yesterday. And there is a brouhaha brewing with the Mets, not the Mets, the Nationals, pardon me, who have, yesterday they would have gone with their fourth starting pitcher. I can't recall this guy's name. But with this extra day of rest, Steven Strasburg, who is signed 148, I think that's what it was, this huge, huge contract 4 years ago or 5 years ago. He was the first-round pick in the draft by the Nationals and has been hurt constantly. But when he's on, he's really good. So today, in a game that the Mets have to win, they could use Strasburg to start and give the Cubs all they could handle. Well, Strasburg is blaming his allergies due to the mold at Wrigley Field because he has the sniffles. And he can't pitch. And if you think this isn't going to be some talk in the sports world, and especially in the Nationals clubhouse, they are not amused by this clown at all. So that'll be fun. The Cubs and Mets today will get the exact time, but it just poured down rain. The game was due for 4:30 yesterday. They didn't make it because it was just pouring. So we'll check the times on that one and get back to you about those things. And the sports news, any emails you want to send, I don't care. It's fine either way. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com. I'm just still in a head-shaking mode over this LGBT thing, and it's just so maddening. And not being gay, I don't know how it feels. I guess I could, you know, change and, you know, try it out, but I probably won't.
It's not a choice, Drake.
Yeah. We can fix y'all if you want us to. We can get you in touch with somebody who can turn you back, which would be fun. It's just so absurd. There's nothing else to say about it. We'll do a break and come back and look at the sports and emails. Woodland Tree is in the biz of trees, as you may have guessed. When you think trees, you think Woodland. You think now about getting fire pellets. Well, wood pellets, not fire pellets. That'd be fun to see on a truck. But they have pellets of wood they'll bring to your house to burn outside and inside your fireplaces and all of that as winter approaches, maybe. But I would order them now because they go extremely fast, and they'll come over to your house and they'll stack them up. And if there are branches hanging over your roof, you ought to have those checked too, because they can be a problem. And anything as far as, you know, leaf work and all of the things that come with winter and fall, let Woodland Tree be the people that take care of it for you, as they do for many people all across the area and the country, for that matter. WoodlandTree.com is the website. Phone number is 309-6779. Thank you, Taryn and Jesus, and all of our good friends there who are just the best. When you think trees, you think Woodlands, like you always should. Sports news and all that other stuff coming up in just a sec after this break.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.